Wes, how do you stay out of the ditch of people pleasing when you're sharing the good news of Jesus?
Yeah, I think it's good to want to come across as positive when we have spiritual conversations. And there's an honesty within that endeavor. But I think it's also important to remember that the world is always going to have a perspective that's different than the gospel. The reason the good news is because there's bad news. Good news without bad news is just news. And so once you highlight the fact that, you know, we're lost, we're dead in sin, and our world is broken and needs renewal and rejuvenation, and the only solution to that is to give up all of our proclivities and brokenness to Christ, that can irritate people. That can rub them the wrong way. And I think it's important to remember that, you know, it's that good news permeating someone's life that can change them, but it's the bad news that comes before the good news. I think it was G.K. Chesterton who said, you need to lead someone to Mount Sinai before you lead them to the Golgotha. You know, this is why Paul talks about the law being a schoolmaster. You know, the law doesn't save us. Rules don't save us. I kind of look at it like a mirror. You know, the law is a mirror, and it shows us how dirty we really are. It shows us where the stains and the bruises are. But you don't clean yourself with the mirror. That might actually even make you dirtier. You clean yourself with water. You clean yourself with a shower. And when we start to confuse the mirror for the shower is when we start to get into trouble. But we need to show people. We need to show them that there's dirt, there's stain, and that can be removed. And remember that it's by helping them see that and then showing them the proper place to clean themselves, to rid themselves of that stain and dirt and grime. And that's where we're really going to have an effective evangelistic method.
Now, when you're showing them the place where this dirt can be removed, even as logical of a guy as you are, someone studying their PhD right now, well-versed in doctrine and all the books behind you, you know, the power of the gospel is hard not to, you know, impact our emotions. And you've shared the gospel several times. Is there anything you could share from your experience of sort of balancing not, you know, being so personal that that person is, you know, made uncomfortable when you do get to the change that Jesus has done in you? Or is that just inevitable that going to happen?
Yeah, I think it's useful to remember when sharing our faith or having spiritual conversations that we're called to do so carefully and graciously and lovingly. But as that 1 Corinthians 13 passage that we all love to quote at weddings says, you know, love rejoices in the truth. So sometimes we're going to have to love people by carefully and lovingly communicating truth that they may not want to hear. And there are a lot of things that are perfectly acceptable or even celebrated in our culture that are simply not good, true, or life-giving. As the saying goes, you know, not everything that's popular is right, and not everything that's right is popular. And I think we communicate those things to others, or rather when we communicate those things to others, we need to make sure that they hear our heart in it, that we're being honest and authentic about our motivations to help the people we're talking with. You know, sometimes we drop what might feel like a bomb, right, on others because we have a concern for their spiritual or physical or emotional well-being. And John, in his first epistle, says that whoever claims to live in Jesus must walk as Jesus did. And Jesus was, you know, that prime example of love. He goes on later to talk about the fact that God is love. And yet Jesus said some very direct things, some very emotionally charged and powerful things, but they were always said in love, but things that made others uncomfortable and even sometimes angry. But I think like Jesus, if we're dropping those emotional bombs, we need to make sure we're doing so with the right intentions and motivations in mind, that we're doing so like Jesus and say not like the hypocritical example of some of the Pharisees that Jesus interacts with.